Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your voice and just worship. Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. Just honor your presence tonight. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence. Lift your voice and just worship. Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those. Kevin Gray, friends.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything.
That I found you.
amazing God, amazing King. Amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing King. Oh, you're an amazing everything.
Probably be in somebody's grave.
come on in your car, at home, on your job. Come on and just rule with me in prayer, knowing that what the Lord allows is already working for your good. What the Lord allows is what you need. He is everything to you.
What the Lord allows is what you need.
Controls the wind and he controls the waves.
The storm must obey every word that he says. He's everything to you. He's everything to you.
What the Lord allows, it's
what you need.
He's everything, everything to you. Why his will and his way.
Just listen, Lord, come on in. And he will make a way as he will.
His hand is never slack to what he promised you.
Let him be your everything, and he'll be everything to you.
What the Lord allows,
what you need,
what you need.
Everything to you.
Everything to you.
What the Lord allows is what you need. He is everything to you. Oh, God is my everything. Oh, he is really my everything.
Worship. We bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord Jesus. We bless the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, Prince of Peace, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the lily of the valley and the bright and the morning star. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We enter into his courts with praise. Ever grateful unto him and unto him alone, because the Lord God, he is worthy. Father God, as we come on this afternoon, Father God, we come in humble submission. Father God, we come confessing every sin of omission and every sin of commission, Father. Anywhere we have come short of your glory, Father, the things we didn't do that we should have done, the things that we did do that we should not have, Father God, we confess even right now and forsake our ways. And we thank you for your faithfulness unto us, Father God, to forgive us, to cleanse us. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes us white as snow. No other fountain we know. Nothing but the precious blood of Jesus. Father, we come to say thank you for your love. We say thank you for your grace, your mercies, your protection, your provisions. You thank you for your precious spirit. Thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our chief intercessor, the propitiator for all of our sins. We say thank you, Father, for the body of Christ. We say thank you for the power of your word and the word of your power. We say thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you, Father, that we're saved by grace. We're saved, Father God, by faith. We are saved, Father. We bless you, Father, for one more day that you have made. And from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is great, 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 great. And your name is so greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you, Father. Hallelujah. We respond to the love that was first given us. Thank you, Father, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever, Lottie, Dottie, and everybody, whosoever believeth on him shall not die, but live and declare, hallelujah, the works of the Lord. Father, we decree and declare today that we will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Father, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. As we come today, Father, we pray for families all around the world, all around the nation, Father God, those who are grieving today, Father, those who are hurting today, Father, those who are lost today, Father, those who are struggling today, Father, those who are being falsely accused today, Father. Father, we pray, Father God, that you would send your word, Father, into hospice today and heal somebody, Lord. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, those who are incarcerated, Father God, those who find themselves, Father God, between a rock and a hard place, Father God, not knowing what to do, Father. Glory be to God. But we say thank you that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. Oh, glory be to God. You are a way maker. Father, you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You do not change. You cannot change. You are unchangeable. Well, glory be to God. We pray, Father God, that somebody will be visited today. Somebody will be comforted today. Somebody, Father God, the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened today. Somebody somewhere will say yes to the King of Kings and to the Lord of us. Somebody somewhere will make Jesus their choice. Somebody somewhere, Father God, you're married to the backslider. Somebody will turn from their wicked ways today, Father. Say, I'm going home to my Father's house. Father, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father God. We say thank you for the life where Jesus, Kingdom Ministries. We say thank you, Father God. Thank you for sustaining us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for giving us the will to keep on moving, to keep on pressing, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Father God, for the work, hallelujah, that is being done in this part of the vineyard. Father, we ask that you would just bless our coming together on today, Father God, that you and you alone, you and you alone will be glorified, Father. Hallelujah. Your people edified. Satan is already horrified, but we're not concerned about that because Jesus is Lord. Hey, my God. Hallelujah. And every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Thank you, God. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. In all things do we give you praise. Hallelujah. And we bless your name, Father. Now, Father, hallelujah. We embrace this day. Hallelujah. We embrace this service. Hallelujah. And now we commit it back to you, Father, that you will unfold it according to your will being done. Anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, yea, our hearts to receive. And we know that your word will never, ever, ever return unto you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. And we bless you, and we magnify you. Hallelujah. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We like to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Life of Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life of Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Hallelujah. Lifting up the name of Jesus on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday, a day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. This is a platform where we meet 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus. And if this is your first time with us, may it not be your last time. We ask that you would have a seat at the table. Glory be to God as a meal is about to be served. There is no time and distance in the spirit, and man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We want you to know that we also meet on this same platform, 6 a.m. in the mornings, Monday through Saturdays. Amen. For the last 11 and a half years, we invite you to come on back and have breakfast with us. Glory be to God. We have an altar of prayer where we meet two times a day, Monday through Fridays. We invite you to come and pray with us, or let us pray with you or for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have a TV channel where we're spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ around the globe. Amen. So there's a lot going on in our ministry. So if this is your first time with us, we invite you to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. All right. Bless the Lord. Amen. I want to just encourage your hearts. Amen. Just for, amen, a few moments on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 4. 1 Samuel, chapter number 4. Just want to read a few verses here, starting in verse number 12. 1 Samuel, amen, number 12. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse number 12 reads like this. And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army and came to Shiloh the same day, clothes rent and with earth upon his head. And when he came, lo, Eli sat upon a seat by the wayside watching, for his heart trembled for the ark of God. And when the man came into the city and told it, all the city cried out. And when Eli heard the noise of the crying, he said, what meaneth the noise of this tumult? And the man came in hastily and told Eli. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim that he could not see. And the man said unto Eli, I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army. And he said, what is there done, my son? What is this done? What is there done, my son? Then, and the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines, and there have been also a great slaughter among the people. And thy two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God is taken. And it came to pass, when he made mention of the ark of God, that he fell off the seat backwards by the side of the gate, and his neck brake, and he died. For he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child, ne'er to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings that the ark of God was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and travailed, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the woman that stood by her said unto her, fear not, for thou hast borne a son. But she answered not, neither did she regard it. And she named the son Ichabod, saying, the glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband. And she said, the glory is departed Israel, for the ark of God is taken. Amen. And amen. I want to talk to you for a couple minutes this morning on the subject. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Where is the glory? Where is the glory? Amen. We're going to play another selection, then we are going to come back and see what the Lord wants to say to us. Amen. On this morning. Where? Where is the glory? And in our scripture on today, beloved, amen, we read in the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 4 and the story of Eli and some terrible things that transpired around this time. We find out that the battle was lost between Israel and the Philistines, glory be to God, and 30,000 Israelites were dead. That's a whole lot of people, amen. Not only that, all of the slaughter that had taken place, we also find out that his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were both dead. They were wicked leaders in the Lord's house, and both of them were dead. And then to boot, beloved, the Ark of the Covenant was taken. These were some very, very tragic, very, very tragic moment. Glory be to God. Not only did his two sons die, we find out that he died himself when he fell backwards, being 98 years old, and he was a heavy set man, broke his neck. And then his daughter-in-law in labor, she goes into labor when she gets the news, and then she dies and giving birth to a son, and glory be to God. And her last words, beloved, was, and she named her son, glory be to Ichabod. Ichabod meaning that the glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord has departed. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen, Israel, amen, was in the midst of a spiritual darkness and decline at that time. Glory be to God. And God's glory, amen, had departed, amen. The Lord was grieved. The Lord is always grieved with the sins of mankind. Beloved, he loves the sinner. He hates the sin. Glory be to God, amen. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life, amen. But sin hurts the heart of God. It hurts the heart of God when we sin. So the glory had departed. The glory, the glory, the glory, the glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. What is the glory? What is the glory of God? To give a glory to God, beloved. When we speak in reference to giving a God glory, we speak about praise. It means, amen, to praise, to recognize. When we think about that word, to give glory, to recognize the importance. The importance. Sometimes we give glory to one another. Glory be to God. But amen, we speak about glory, to give recognition to the importance, how important you are, how important the weight that the person carries, the glory. We speak about glory, amen, hallelujah, the weighty importance and the shining majesty that accompanies God's presence. God is weighty. His glory is weighty. His majesty, hallelujah, his honor, to give honor to, hallelujah, thank you. To give glory, the beauty of his spirit. Yes. When I was growing up, we used to sing a song. I think it was a worldly song where they would ask a question, who's going to carry the weight, amen? But the Lord is the weight all by himself, amen. He's the heavy, he's heavy. His might, his goodness, his knowledge, the divine power, his majesty, glory, 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 glory. Beloved, amen. And coming, hallelujah, giving God honor in spirit and in truth. Our God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit, and we must worship him in truth. You see, beloved, human praise to God can be false. glory be to God, and not truly recognize his importance, not truly, amen, we can praise God without giving him the glory. Why do you say that, Pastor? Well, I say that, glory be to God, because in the book of Isaiah, amen, chapter number 29, amen, and verse number 13, it says this, it says, hallelujah, 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 for wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw nigh me with their mouth and their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. See, giving God, confessing but not possessing, amen, giving our God honor, amen, and giving God praise with our lips but not with our hearts, not reverencing his weightiness, not reverencing, amen, his divine power, not reverencing his majesty, not reverencing him for who he is. He says, I am that I am. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in the same chapter in the book of First Samuel, chapter number 2 and verse number 30, it says this. It says, hallelujah, wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father shall walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Where is the glory? Where is the glory that the Lord requires? Where is the glory? Hallelujah. When we come in reverence and fear, fearing the Lord. Hallelujah. In humble submission, you are God. You are the creator. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. Without you, I am nothing. Ooh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, beloved, I come to tell you this morning that God demands the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and at times God even creates, hallelujah, the glory for himself. Yes, he will, hallelujah, as we're going to share with you in a minute. Glory be to God, hallelujah, the glory, the glory, the glory. 1 Corinthians 10 and 31 says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6 and 20 says, for you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body. Revelations 4 and 11 says, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Psalms 115 and 1, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Matthew 5 and 16 says, in the same way let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. Where is the glory? To God. God be the glory. To God be the glory, beloved. Hallelujah. God knows how to weave all things in life for his glory. We read in the book of Romans, chapter number 8, verse number 28, and it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them who are called by God, to them who love the Lord. Hallelujah. God can take all things. All things in him, all things consist. And hallelujah, and we them, hallelujah, for his glory. Beloved, when we read the Bible in the book, we can start in the book of Genesis all through Revelations. Hallelujah. And we have been in our ministry, we have been sharing on the women of the Bible and breaking down their stories, and now we have sort of slid over to the men of the Bible, and we're reading their stories, and we're reading the good and the bad and the ugly, and everybody have a story, and some of them succeeded, and some of them came short, and some of them failed, and it's amazing how God would use all of these characters, glory be to God, hallelujah, and put them in the book for our instructions, and we can learn from them. We can learn what to do and what not to do, and we can reflect. But the amazing thing, beloved, no matter whose story you read, hallelujah, no matter how deeply they failed or how they succeeded, when we read our brother Paul and the disciples and others throughout their walk, they walked closely with God. Some of them did not even experience death, was translated straight from earth to heaven. Come on now. One peculiar thing, one amazing thing, is regardless of whose story we read, hallelujah, we see that God got the glory. My God. Beloved, hallelujah. We see, hallelujah, if you win in life, God still gets the glory. If you consider yourself to be a loser, God still gets the glory. We see in Jacob's walk, where Jacob made some mistakes, and his mother taught him or brought out the liar. He lied to his father. He deceived his father. He deceived his brother. We see he had to run for his life. But when we continue, amen, in his failure, we saw that God still got the glory. When Jacob concluded, amen, God got the glory out of his high points, out of his low points, out of his mistakes, out of his victories, beloved. God still gets the glory. I said, well, glory be to God. When you fall, the Bible tells us that Judas fell. He betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. But even in his falling, glory be to God, I've come to tell you that God got the glory. Why? Because Jesus still, he died on the cross. He completed the mission that he came to do, to destroy the works of the enemy. I said God still gets the glory. When we overcome, Brother Paul concluded his life by saying, "Holly, I finished my course. I ran a good race." But who's getting the glory here? God gets the glory, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. When we give, the Bible says it's better to give than to receive. In our giving, God gets the glory. In our receiving, God gets the glory. In life, God gets the glory. Hallelujah. In death, God gets the glory. Brother Stephen, glory be to God, hallelujah, stoned for his faith, the first martyr, Christian martyr. Amen. And he prays a prayer. God, do not count this sin to their charge. I said, God gets the glory in our deaths. Glory be. God gets the glory in our obedience. When we are obedient, God gets the glory. When we are disobedient, when we look in Brother Saul's life, where he failed because of his disobedience, but it did not rob God of his glory. Oh, my God, hallelujah. In our riches, God gets the glory. Oh, hallelujah. In our poverty, God gets the glory. In our struggle, God gets the glory. In our ease, God gets the glory. Be it male or female, glory be to God, black or white, hallelujah, God gets the glory. If there's a little bit, God gets the glory. The little widow woman only had 2 pence. That's all she had. It wasn't nothing else left, but she gave that, hallelujah, and the Bible says she gave more than the wealthy that was around her. God gets the glory, little or much. If God is in it, God gets the glory. Beloved, if we, hallelujah, accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, and we receive in the eternal resting place with him, God gets the glory. And if you miss heaven and you choose to go to hell, God still gets the glory. Hallelujah, because God knows, hallelujah, hallelujah, what's happening down there too. I said, hallelujah, God gets the glory. Hallelujah. All of the glory and all of the honor, all of the glory. The world was created for God's glory. We were fearfully and made for God's glory. Hallelujah, beloved. Hallelujah. God gets the glory. God gets the glory in our prayer life. Hallelujah. God's going to get the glory if you don't pray. Hallelujah. You're not taking anything from God. Hallelujah. We confess our sins. God gets the glory. If you choose not to, God's still going to get the glory. Hallelujah. You cannot rob God of his glory. God will not share his glory with another. When we are producing fruit, God gets the glory. Hallelujah. If you choose to be fruitless, God's still going to get the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. For he is good. Hallelujah. In all things give praise. Why? Because God is going to get the glory. Well, you might say, well, what's the use, Pastor? What's the use? Hallelujah. I don't have to do anything if God is going to get the glory. I just live any kind of way I want to live. Huh? No, 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 no. You're still responsible for your choices. You hear what I'm saying? The choice is yours, but the consequences belong to God. Hallelujah. But I come to tell you that if you do or if you don't, that's up to you. If you do or if you don't, hallelujah, you have to pay the consequences. But you are not stealing the glory from God. All the glory and all the honor, all the glory, and all the honor belongs to God. Hallelujah, beloved, hallelujah. If you don't want to give God his glory, he had created for himself. In the book of Exodus, chapter number 14, verse number 4, it says, "And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them, and I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." Ah, ha, 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 ha. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. God said, I'll create glory for myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because all the glory and all of the honor belongeth unto God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. Hallelujah. The glory. The glory. I come to encourage you today. Hallelujah. That it's time to give God the glory. It's time to give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When's the last time, hallelujah, you acknowledged him? When's the last time you thanked him? When's the last time you praised him? When's the last time you entered into worship? When's the last time you recognized him? Hallelujah, as being God. Hallelujah, maybe you don't know him as God. Well, I come to tell you that today is your day. Today is your day to know Jesus. Hallelujah, in the pardoning of your sins. Oh, yes, he's standing at the door and knocking, knocking at the door of your heart, waiting for you to let him in. Oh, he could blow it down. His glory would melt the door. Oh, no, but he's waiting for you to respond. Hallelujah, and invite him in. And when you invite Jesus in, hallelujah, when you confess with your mouth and open up your heart and invite Jesus in as Lord, he'll come in and take a seat. Oh, yeah, he'll come in and forgive you for your sins. Oh, yeah, hallelujah, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Don't stop trying to steal God's glory. God doesn't share his glory. Hallelujah. Oh, no. All the glory. The Bible says without Christ, we can't do nothing. Hallelujah. But through him, because in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being, because of him, yes, we are more than a conqueror. Because of him, we could do all things. Because of him, Christ in you, your hope of glory. Why? Because the glory is in you. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Yes, the glory, the glory. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:20 says this. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think according to the power at work within us, to him be glory, glory, glory. To him be glory. To him be might. To him be goodness. To him be majesty. To him be divine power. To him, hallelujah, be glory. Hallelujah. In the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be all of the glory. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you, Father. May your glory be revealed. Oh, Father God, open the eyes of our understanding. Father God, those who are walking in darkness, oh, Father God, that they might behold a glimpse of your glory, to taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Hallelujah. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you for the glory of the Lord that has risen among us. The glory of the Lord shining round about us. The glory of the Lord that is shining in us and through us. The glory, the glory. Thank you for your glory. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, we bless you, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, we thank you, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, and we bless be the name of the living God. To God be all of the glory. Hallelujah. And this is the word of God on today, beloved. Hallelujah. To encourage your heart. To encourage your heart that you can keep going. To encourage your heart regardless of what's happening around you. You can keep going. Hallelujah. Looking up. Hallelujah. Knowing that our redemption draweth nigh. We will keep our heads lifted up. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord. The God is our sun and shield. He gives us grace and glory. And no good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We want to invite you, amen, to come back with us. Amen. Tomorrow morning, amen, at 6 a.m. for a spiritual breakfast, hallelujah, here on the Block Radio, where we meet 6 days a week, 7 days a week, actually. Amen. Come on back, hallelujah, and be with us and have a good spiritual meal. We call it the Breakfast for Champions. Hallelujah. And to God be all of the glory. The glory, the glory, the glory. Thank God. Amen. For the glory. Hallelujah. He's going to get his glory, so you might as well give it to him, because he's going to get it anyhow, because he is the glory. Amen, and we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're standing in the need of prayer, if you need prayer for anything, please reach out to us at lifewordjesus.org and send us an email. Communicate with us on social media. We want to hear from you. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. If you gave your life to Christ, if you're struggling in any areas, amen, please let us hear from you. And we will pray, and we will pray. And if my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then the Lord promises to hear. He promises to answer, and he promises to heal the land. Amen. Glory be to God. If you, while you're there on the website, if you desire to sow into the word of God on today, if you'd like to be a partner with this ministry, we invite you to do so. Amen. And the just hit the donate button there, and we thank God for your giving and your support to the ministry. The gospel is free. Glory be to God, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. Bless the Lord. Those of you who are still sort of, amen, not caught up with technology, and I do understand it's a little challenging for some of us senior citizens, amen, and you still want to write, amen, write to us. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, and Glenside, Pennsylvania, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And we would love to hear from you. We read all of our letters. We read all of our correspondence, and we do respond accordingly. Amen and amen. All right. Hallelujah. Where is the glory? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hasn't gone anywhere. Why? Hallelujah, because God is the glory, and to God we give all of the glory. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. We'll meet you on Facebook. Amen. Later on this afternoon. Amen. Coming with the word. Amen. For us on our social media platform. Amen. And meet us there. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Don't forget the altar of prayer, 5 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. Meet us at the morning altar for our morning prayer, early morning prayer. Amen. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. I love you. I love you. I love you. Amen. This is Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen, of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, reminding everyone, amen, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Be mindful, press in, amen, and give the glory to whom the glory belongs, amen. Why? Because all of the glory and all of the honor belongeth to God. God, we say thank you for the service today. Thank you for the souls that have given their life to you today. Thank you for your word that will never return into your void. Thank you, Father, reminding us, encouraging us, correcting us, Father God, to keep first things first. First things first, seeking first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for the precious word of God. Father God, as we continue to move forward this day, whatever we do today, help us to not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We decree and we declare that no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. We bless you. Father God, we seal this prayer and this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation and declare now unto you him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah.
How can I say thanks for the things that you have done for me? Being so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father, there is no turning with thee, and thou changest not, thy compassion be not, as thou hast been Lord. Now forever shall be. Summer and winter, springtime and the harvest, sun, moon, and stars. stars in their courses. Thy great faithfulness to thy mercy and thy love. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Every time I wake up in the morning, a brand new mercy, and all that I ever needed. Woo! Your great big old hand has already provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. How many folk in here tonight know that he's faithful? Yeah.